listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
All right, welcome to the MTF episode 66. Oh, woo! Hello. I hope you guys are doing great. This is Patrick from Quebec. And today, Simon is not with us, unfortunately, but he should be back for the next one. Today, we have Joel, fellow Canadian. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, thanks. Good to see you guys.
Absolutely. Likewise. And we have Jan out of gloomy and dark Berlin.
Good evening.
How are you?
Okay. I think we can tell the truth about Simon, that his cardiologist has talked to him that he should not watch Chatter for the rest of the season. Otherwise, there might be a big bang, so... I think it's okay for us to tell the world.
Yeah. Fair.
Fair.
Sound medical advice.
Yes. Yeah, for a long and happy life. Yes. So, yeah, let's talk about today's big news.
Yesterday's?
Yeah, oh, sorry, yesterday, you're right. Yeah, my dates are mixed up. So, yeah, after the catastrophe at Gelsenkirchen, so Schwarz is out the door, and back in comes our hero, legend, Pal Dardai, the one and only. Are you guys happy about this?
I didn't have him on my bingo card, actually, because I thought after what happened last year with Bobic that he would, there was no way in hell he was going to come back. But then, since everybody's gone from then, I mean, Gegenbauer is gone, Bobic is gone. Yeah, I mean, I was really hoping he would bring back Rune, but I think they're already in court, so that would be so awesome. But that's what he did last time he came. He took Schwolo out of goal. If Pal can do it, who can? You know? Joel, what do you think?
Oh, I don't really know, I guess, what I think. I kind of don't like it in a way, but it has nothing to do with Pal. It's more about being so sick and tired of the revolving door. I think I've said it, you know, before on other issues of other trainers and whatever. And sure, Pal, fine, heard of DNA, yay. I don't know, whatever. I'm just like, I mean, I guess something, you know, is it a real, real try at trying to stay up? Like, is that the real goal here? Firing Schwartz, bringing in Pal, like, you know, like, I don't know, like.
You see it as a PR stunt?
I didn't even know that, like, because, I mean, is it to just make some people happy to kick Schwartz out? Because people, like, it just started to get louder and louder that he had to go, which, okay, fine. I mean, and it's almost, it kind of goes back to the Bobic thing. Contract timing, other stuff, but I still just don't like the feeling of knee-jerk reaction. Oh, whoa, we got slapped by Schalke, so now we have to fire our coach again. You know, that's what I'm tired of, I guess. Like, so, but then even then, like, I'm not saying it was the wrong move. Like, I don't know that part of it for sure. So that's, mm-hmm. I guess that's where I don't feel good about it. It's just because it's just another trainer that we're put into the curb, and okay, fine, Pal Dardai, great, awesome, cool, whatever, I guess. But I mean, I would have been surprised because, yeah, I mean, the surprise that he came back too, like on both sides, like in a sense that Hertha reapproached him and he was open to it. Great, good. I hope he's fucking smoking a cigar at the end of the season and we're all going to a BL1 matches in the fall.
Yeah, I'm my biggest worry. I mean, I'm happy about it. And I'm also surprised that he accepted, but it's going to take us, you know, a small miracle, I think, because now we are 4 points from safety, I think, and there are not that many games left. Two of them are winnable against Bochum and Augsburg, I think, and the rest, like, we have Bayern, we have Bremen, and we have Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be too little too late, but if he pulls it off, build him a statue in front of the Olympiastadion, now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, fair.
So I don't know. And I guess from his point of view, he doesn't have anything to lose by coming back. Like, you know, the hero's welcome. And if he fails, quote unquote fails,
yeah,
I don't think anyone will be mad at him.
Yeah. Well, and how was that press conference? Like, is the expectation that he's going to save us from relegation again? I just don't feel that, like, in a sense. Like, I don't feel that that's the expectation of getting rid of Schwarz now. And
yeah, and what do you think? We cannot hear you. My audio is jumping. Would like to read Sandro's final statement. Oh, yeah. Well, we need your audio for that. Well, it's too bad because your camera is fine now.
I muted myself.
Oh, he did mute himself.
Jesus.
Like the good boy I am.
Fully earned. Okay, another one. Okay. Go ahead now. I'm okay.
What is safety? I mean, relegation would be safety, so it's only 2 points away, not to be talking up.
Okay.
What were you saying, Joel?
Oh, sorry, but the points, is that you're that's safety or that's playoff relegation? Because right now we're in automatic, right? So, like, are those points to be playoff relegation, or is it like even above that?
No, go ahead. Do it once more.
No, I was just curious about the points, about how. What safety means? Do you mean like like 15?
Yeah, that's what he means. But I mean that we would also be fine in the 16th spot to not go down and then have the chance of relegation, which we all don't want to do. And that was one thing. And could I just read the statement real quickly, the translation, and we can post it in the show notes? Yeah. Dear Herr Tanners, it was a disappointing evening for all of us in Gelsenkirchen, and for me, it was also my last game as Hertha BSC head coach. It is important to me that before I part ways, I say goodbye, because in the time I was here, you were always behind the team and the coaching staff. We felt your support and meant a lot. This makes it all the more regrettable that this path was not crowned with success, because the togetherness was there, and despite the noise off the pitch this season, there was a lot that went well. Unfortunately, this was all too rarely reflected in the results. I'm not leaving feeling bad, quite the opposite. I will be crossing my fingers that the team can pick up the points that are needed in the last two games to stay in the league. To do that, your continued complete support, which was always fantastic, will be needed. If everyone pulls together in the future, then a lot is still possible, even staying up. You definitely deserve it. In any case, in this way, hao he, Sandro. In this way is a really bad translation, but everything else is it's a class. I see a really, really upstanding person doing that. I see the new culture at the club. Remember when Bruno was sacked, that he was already sacked, and then Sky asked him on the air, and he didn't know that he was sacked? Remember that?
I should remember, but it feels like a million years ago.
A couple of coaches in there.
I mean, it was at least 10 trainers away. I mean.
Yeah. At least. Yeah. I like that Joel is not willing to kiss the ring of Dardai yet. But
I guess I have the advantage of being a newer fan. So I'm not necessarily as blinded by the Dardai dynasty.
A Dardai cult.
I mean, the shit he pulled off last time was great.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, hard to deny that. He had a lot more time to work with. And, you know, it's funny, with that statement you read, I kind of like the bit he says where he felt that the unity was there, or whatever. Because, like, I guess, I don't know, just as a fan watching, it felt like that too. Like, I don't know, I felt like that. And I guess that's why I wasn't so anti-Schwarz myself. It didn't seem like
it wasn't
this big issue between him and the team, or it didn't even necessarily always seem. Well, I mean, obviously sometimes it, like, the team didn't perform. There are times where the team shit the bed and it's like, okay, yeah, we got lit the fuck up, 4 goals, 5 goals, something ridiculous. You know, it's like, okay, yes, we erred. But those are only, like, you know, that's a few games. other results all throughout the season were like one goal drops or losing a win to a draw because of a late goal, like something, you know, like kind of like these little, if they just one goal went the other way, you know, we'd be talking about 6, 9, 12 points or something, you know? So I guess I feel the way Schwarz kind of mentions the unity, like, so it is kind of not sad to see him go. I wasn't married to Schwarz, but I don't know. I just don't see him as the key problem.
No, he was not.
I agree with that part. Yeah, he was not the biggest problem. That's true.
The last bullet you have. I was really sad on both Saturday and Sunday about him leaving, and I'm still gonna write him a letter and thank him for everything because he was the best coach I've seen in a long time, maybe since Favre.
Oh.
And then he was a better human being than Favre. And but I looked up. There was a, I looked at the here the shit out on the Transfermarkt, and they had you always do these galleries, and there was one gallery coaches and their records, their point averages, and he had the second worst point average behind the only guy behind him was Typhoon Korkut, and he only had 0.76 points, which is really shitty.
Yeah.
Dade the first time around had 1.6. And what's his face? The Luukai had 1.5. And even Ante Čović had 1.21 or something like that. As does Jürgen Klinsmann. Yeah,
wow. Okay.
Speaking of shitting the bed.
Oh, God. So as of today, we are April 17th, do you guys think Hertha will stay up, or?
I'm always going to hold out hope. I'm going to always say yes until the math isn't with us.
Okay.
I'll never, I just can't say otherwise myself, so yeah.
All right. Jan, what do you think?
If Pal can't do it, who can? And he's really the perfect person for the job.
My God.
Would have been nicer to fire Schwarz after the Hoffenheim game, maybe?
Yes.
But then after Hoffenheim, the two matches were okay. Even the loss to Leipzig was okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, do we expect to see any dramatic like lineup changes, you think? Like in the sense of how Powell will play the team? Like, are we going to see a noticeable difference, like in that sense?
Pekka will be back. 100%. Pekka will be back.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I didn't even know he was still on the team. I thought he was injured for the year or something. I forgot he was around the team, honestly.
He's always there.
I didn't know. I didn't know he was available. That's wild. And wow, okay. And despite everything going to shit, Schwarz never used them. I don't remember. Wow, fuck, okay. Jesus. All right.
Yeah, but
okay.
then after the system change, they mostly played with the only right player on the right was Marco Richter because they had three center backs.
Okay. Yeah, okay, but that's, I don't know. It still feels weird to have that, you know, that kind of pro on your roster and not use him once, even in a different position or, you know, in the last minutes of a game or something. That's weird to me.
And he scored against Union. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
15 years ago.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so that's one change that we can pretty much be certain of. And what else?
The funny thing is I watched both the press conference and they have a training video in the first practice. And all they did was just jump around, you know, he always does this warm-up where they have to clap their chest, clap their legs, clap their hands and stuff like that, and they all have to do it in unison.
Okay.
And they all kept laughing. He's like, no, we all have to be in tune. And they jumped around the field, and then they played football tennis. That's all they did today.
Okay.
So I already see Dada pulling strings, you know, like a puppet master.
Okay, so that's intriguing.
And they asked him if he for an analysis of the team, and he said, it's a really shitty situation. I didn't talk to the team first, so I can't really say anything about the team. I don't want to insult anybody or talk bad about somebody. So you can ask me on Thursday in the next press conference. And they called him, and so they let everyone go. There's also Volkan Bulut, and I keep forgetting the other guy's name, also Fischer, like the Union coach. And one guy stays on, and he's Hungarian. He's from the same town as Dardai, and Dardai played with him, and he played either with or for Pal's father, who was a coach. And if you dig really deep, you can find a YouTube video maybe of that, because they had the father and the son on, there used to be a Sunday sports show on the local television station, and they were both there for an interview. And Dardai, Pal, was translating for his father and interpreting for his father. It was really cute. But the father died in 2017.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the story.
I remember that.
And
okay.
Then they asked him...
Gonna have to cut out that part, but okay.
What, the water?
The water thing, yeah.
The tea?
Yeah, yeah, it sounded like you were pissing next to the mic.
Like Naked Gun?
It's okay. Yes!
Oh, that's I was at my friend's house, and the funny thing is I never had cable as a kid, so I could never watch the real cool shows. And this guy, he was from Poland, and he had all these videos and everything recorded. And he said, you know what, we're going to sit down, we're going to watch Naked Gun, and you're going to die laughing. And I died laughing. Oh, it's so funny.
I don't know what reminds me of that, but you mentioned Magath a few minutes ago, Joel, I think. He said something pretty harsh about the situation, but he was absolutely right.
That bitch. Such a cave troll.
What?
No, he's not right. He's full of shit.
He saved us from relegation once, so he's cool to me, honestly. I forgot what he said exactly, but...
Kevin saved him. Kevin. Prince. He said that they hadn't learned anything. And
yes, yeah.
And there's no support and stuff like that. Fuck you, you got €1 million.
He's right.
He's an asshole. Fuck
him. He's still right. He is still right. The way things have gone since he left prove him right.
But Hertha learned a lot because they fired Bobic.
Well, yeah, eventually, yeah, they would.
That motherfucker. I hate him almost as much as I had Jürgen Klinsmann.
Klinsmann, who was also right.
Yeah, but he's an idiot. Sorry. I can't wait for him to set fire to Korea's national team. South Korea, sorry. I just remember these 90s large jerseys he wore?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have gray jerseys back then? And it was always way too big for him because he was this asparagus, as we say in German.
Everyone looked like idiots with those enormous jerseys back then. Like, you know, they flapping in the wind like a sail almost. You can see them on the highlights.
Do you know there's a German word for somebody who's really thin and it's asparagus Tarzan?
No, I didn't know that. Asparagus is a Spargel? Spargel Tarzan, nice.
Spargel Tarzan.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
We have this new girl at work, and she's Indian, and she's really eager to learn German, and she's doing A1, so she doesn't know any German. And I keep coming up with all these stupid German sayings, and I teach them to her.
Are you sabotaging her?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's doing exactly the opposite of helping her, you know.
She will always make it out of the first round of German Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because the first round is always sayings.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that's why my wife would never win, because she went to French school and she doesn't know any German idioms. It's always funny when she tries. It's always
wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, interesting. I didn't know that she went to a French school.
Yeah, she went to Lycée Français, and after in seventh grade, you had like 8 or 10 hours of French. It's like 4 hours of French a day. And then after year eight, everything was in French except for the German class.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, was it near Patrick's Eiffel Tower there? Or?
No, way different. No, but the Eiffel Tower is there because the French were in Reinickendorf.
Yeah, the French sector was... that's true.
You have Cité Foch and stuff like that up north.
That's true.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And I actually went to the French army base before they were leaving, and they had this like open house, and you could shoot with a machine gun and shit like that.
Jesus, okay.
Jesus, crazy Berlin. Sometime when we have time, I have to tell the story of my friend Alan, who used to sneak into the PX in Zehlendorf, and he would get all those Jordans and sell them. He would get them for a normal price, like 150, and he would sell them for 600-700 Deutschmarks in Germany.
Jesus.
And you would, and you know the Bubblicious?
Yes.
The chewing gum?
Mm-hmm.
He would get those for like 50 cents or a buck, and he would sell them individually for 30 cents.
Wow. a shrewd businessman.
Wow.
Great story.
Yes.
But how do you walk into a military base?
Profiteer.
How do you walk into a military base?
You bullshit your way into one, I guess.
Act like you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you get in anywhere.
Jesus, that's wild.
Or you put a yellow vest on.
Yeah, high-vis vest.
Yeah.
And a clipboard.
Yes, clipboard.
Like in Tenet. All right.
What do we have left? What games do we have left? Let's have a look-see real quick.
This weekend is Bremen.
Bremen?
Yes.
Bremen is winnable.
And
but
the next one is Bayern, I think.
They haven't won against Bremen since 2013. Oof.
That's rough.
Bremen, for some reason, has given us tons of trouble for a long time. I remember this one time at the Olympiastadion, Hertha was leading 2-0, and there was like a scuffle in midfield. I expected red cards to be thrown around, but no, not even that. And like 5 minutes later, Bremen had tied the game and it was 2-2. And I had Simon next to me, and I think it was the closest I've ever seen him to swearing out loud. But he did not. Paragon of self-control, he did not.
I remember one game when Hertha was up 1-0, and then in came Pizarro.
Mm.
And I was like, oh yeah, now he's going to score. And he scored and the game was over and they tied. Okay, we have Bremen, which is winnable, especially if Dade can stabilize the defense. I mean, I would go with Kempf and Rochel because fuck Urimovic, sorry, but he's just shit. Sorry.
Don't be.
I never see anything. I mean, he costed like 3-4 penalties this season.
Yeah, I see what you mean, for sure.
Yeah. And, okay, Bayern, Stuttgart. If they win Stuttgart, that's a big step.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
Cologne away might be okay. Then Bochum. I think they have to clinch it before the Wolfsburg game, because Wolfsburg could be shit. And you know how Hertha performs on the last match day, right?
Yes. Yes. Good point. No, yeah, yeah. We cannot, we have to be safe before the last match, because otherwise it's gonna be horrible.
Oh, one thing I forgot, where that I wouldn't talk about problem, individual problems. He said that there were many things wrong that he would like to fix. You know, like many mistakes happening. And I just looked at the highlights and the first three goals. What is everybody doing? And what was then the fourth goal? What was Oli doing out there? It's, jeez. Scheiße. The good thing is that they had three Schalke players injured. That's the idea. Lose the game, but hobble them for the rest of the season so they can't score anymore.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
No, but seriously, I mean, while the last time he was here, the situation wasn't as bad, because they were 14th, but then they had the quarantine, and then they had to play like two games a week. Remember that? I totally forgot that part. You just have to look back at the season. You know, he became coach, and then they played one game or no game, and then they were all in quarantine. And then Arne Friedrich hustled to get everybody workout equipment and treadmills.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. That's not something I want to remember.
So it's actually was a pretty good thing to bring back both Zecke and Benny Weber, because Zecke is his former assistant coach, so they're tight. And Benny Weber was the head of the academy when they were building the academy. That's also something Paul mentioned today, that they had been working. And Dardai was really pissed, like I worked half my life in the academy to make it great, and now all these players are leaving, and we have to change that. He was getting really emphatic, and he talked about that he had a dog now.
Okay. So do you think he will try to bring back some former academy players next summer?
Oh, yeah. He already mentioned names.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He mentioned Ibrahim Maza, who plays for the under-19th, and he's a 10. And he said that our other 10, Jovetic, is injured too much. Yes, Captain Obvious. And he said that a 22-year-old Boateng would have been nice, but 36-year-old Boateng is not that kind of player anymore who could be a 10.
Okay.
I think I saw Maza. They played on Saturday, and they won away 2-3.
Okay.
What's his name? Dari Sherhan scored 2 goals, and they got the equalizer for the opponents was in the 92nd minute, and then Hertha played on, and then they got a penalty, and he scored the penalty in the 97th minute, and they won the game.
Wow. Okay, I can live with that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So okay, on this optimistic note, we can call it for today.
Oh, hang on. We have a question. We have a listener question. I forgot. I'm really sorry. I tweeted and I never heard the name. Brian Selke, UH Cougar Dude 69. I don't know what that's all about. Are we actually going to give Dardai Dardai a chance with actual financial backing, or are we just going to fuck him over again? And to that, I have to say that the plan is for Dardai to... Dardai said he wanted to return to the academy anyway this summer.
Okay.
So, and then when anybody asked about what would happen after, he said, yeah, you know, in football, you can only think about the next pass, so I don't know, next game, next pass, so I don't talk about it. But I think, so his plan was to go back to the academy, and one journalist wrote that he might go there in a, like, not as a coach, but as in a higher position. Maybe become the leader of the academy.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. I mean, yeah, I hope, as Brian said, I hope we don't fuck him over this time. Like, let's stop being assholes to club legends, you know, and...
He's always coming back.
Yeah, but like, let's not push our luck this time. You know?
We could be the New York Knicks and have Charles Oakley. He was taken, he got into a fight with security, and they threw him out of Madison Square Garden. And he played there for like 15 years.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that. Charles Oakley was awesome.
All right. Still awesome.
Okay, so yeah. Yes. Okay, so thank you, everyone. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jan.
And we will hear each other next weekend after the Bremen game.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you guys for listening. And AOE.
Go, pal.
Hertha BSC.
Hertha BSC.
Hang in there. Ciao.